sat beside the road one quiet Sabbath day. He could not see, for he was blind. He'd always been that way. Then to his ears there came a sound of voices drawing near. He raised his begging bowl and cried so all who passed could hear.
Spare a coin, spare a coin, spare a coin for a beggar whose eyes have no worth, who's always been blind since the day of his birth, enduring the loneliest fate upon earth. Spare a coin, spare a coin, spare a coin. There are those who pass by and they mutter
a shame,
while others consider that I must be to blame to suffer like this. So they call me a name. Hear my plea. Pity me. Spare a coin.
Praise God, I'm not blind anymore. It's a miracle, I can see. Something I have never done before. My vision is as clear as it could be. A man named Jesus made some clay and smeared it on my eyes, instructing me to wash it off. I did, to my surprise. I find I'm not blind anymore. It's a miracle, I can see.
The beggar's not blind anymore. It's a miracle, he can see. Something he has never done before. His vision is as clear as it could be.
You're sure that he's the blind one?
There's no doubt about it, ma'am.
I will admit he's like him.
I assure you, I'm the man.
The beggar's not blind anymore.
It's a miracle, believe me. I once was blind, but now I see.
Before you move off, Benjamin, if what you say is so, we must report this matter. The authorities should know. If miracles are happening, as did in days of old,
come with us to the council where the rulers must be told.
The beggar's not blind anymore. It's a miracle, he can see. Something he has never done before. His vision is as clear as it could be.
Supposing though that they object, today's the Sabbath day. You're not supposed to work or hear.
say?
The beggar's not blind anymore. It's a miracle. Let's rejoice and praise the Lord with heart and voice.
The beggar had become the very center of attraction. They took him to the Pharisees to find out their reaction. He told his story simply. He was blind, but now he saw. And when he finished, one of them got up and took the floor.
Well, what's your verdict, gentlemen? You've heard the beggar stating, though blind from birth, he now can see. A matter indicating a miracle has been performed.
Do you think this false or true?
If so, do we acknowledge it? Or what are we to do? The people wait for judgment, and we mustn't make a blunder.
Relating to the man the beggar claims performed this wonder.
Jesus doesn't keep the Sabbath, so he cannot come from God.
But how can sinners do such things? I find this almost odd.
It could be a deception.
And yet, if not, what then?
We'd better call the beggar and examine him again.
All right, we'll call the beggar and examine him again.
Why must you keep debating, arguing and hesitating, and plaguing me with questions endlessly? Whether Jesus is a sinner, I know not, but I do know I can see. Perhaps it's your contention that this story's my invention, and yet you'll find the witnesses agree. Whoever Jesus is, I know not, but I do know I can see. I never knew the faces of my people. I never knew of color nor of light. My world was an eternity of darkness till Jesus came and gave to me my sight. There's nothing I'm concealing. It's the truth I've been revealing, that through this man the Lord's been good to me. Whoever Jesus is, I know not, but I do know I can see. I know that I can see.
Supposing we accept as fact this rare phenomenon, how did this man restore your sight?
Explain just what was done.
Must I repeat it all again? I can't add anything new. Why keep on asking? Do you want to be disciples too?
You are his disciple, as the evidence discloses.
We are not his disciples. We are followers of Moses.
We know God spoke to Moses, as the sacred writing shows. But as for this man Jesus, where he comes from no one knows.
Yes, as for this man Jesus, where he comes from no one knows.
Gentlemen, I declare I'm amazed of your doubt. I'm aware and amazed. Ne'er before do we find man with power.
of this kind, giving sight to the blind. I'm amazed. You don't know whence he comes. I'm amazed. So you turn down your thumbs. I'm amazed. You believe what I say, but you'll talk here all day to explain it away. I'm amazed, just amazed. You teach God shuns sinful men, but if God has given this power, what then? But you still won't confess. I'm amazed that through him God does bless. I'm amazed. Though this may seem unkind, you're the ones who are blind. I'm amazed.
Do you presume to teach us? You product of the gutter, altogether born in sin, no doubt.
We won't give ear to blasphemy, nor else you care to utter your verdict, brethren.
Throw the beggar out!
Poor Benjamin had really roused the council's indignation, whose only answer to all this was excommunication. But Jesus saw it and found him as he wandered on his way, and something else exciting happened to our friend that day. Jesus found him and said to him,
"Do you believe in the Son of God?"
He answered,
"Who is he? Tell me, so that I may believe in him."
Jesus answered,
"You have seen him. You are talking to him right now."
And Benjamin replied,
"Lord, Lord, I believe."
And he worshipped him. First Christ was a voice coming through the dark, stirring up an outcast's hope and faith. Something in that voice, something in that touch, made the man obey him, go and bathe. When his eyes were washed, he received his sight. Benjamin then wondered from that hour, just who was this man? Prophet, something more, someone close to God to have such power. Now the truth was known as he beheld him face to face, and our Lord performed another miracle of grace.
There was I in the dark, never knowing of the love of God, till Jesus came, and now I know God cares. Lost, all alone, what a rough and lonely road I trod, till Jesus came, and now I know God cares.
As you stumble through life's darkness, as you grope to try to find a way, call on Yahweh, you can trust him. He's the only one who'll turn your night to day.
Now I know, I believe that he's the Son of God, and through his love I found how much God cares. There was I
in the dark,
never knowing of the love of God, till Jesus came, and now I know God cares.
Try to find the way. Call on Yahweh, you can trust him.
He's the only one who'll turn your night to day.
Then you'll know, you'll believe
that he's the Son of God, and through his love you'll find out.